Severe Weather by Sarah Wilcox.
As you read, you will notice that some words have been bolded in the text. If you want to find out the meaning of these words, stop the audio and turn to the glossary on page 16. The photos and diagrams, along with information in this article, will help you to understand more about severe weather. As you read, I'll prompt you to use these features to find information.
How is the weather at your place today? Is it severe? Bad weather that affects people's lives or that damages property is called severe. Every year, severe weather events happen throughout New Zealand. Severe events include floods, droughts, tornadoes, cyclones, and heavy snowfalls. What is weather? Weather is what happens outside, such as how sunny, cloudy, windy, or wet it is. The islands of New Zealand lie in a windy part of the Pacific Ocean. Therefore, the weather in this country can change very quickly. It might be sunny and warm in the morning, but cold and wet by the afternoon. The nearest land, Australia, is a long way away from New Zealand. Australia is a continent, not an island. Continents have hotter summers and colder winters, but they also have more days of settled weather.
Look closely at the map and close-up map on the bottom of this page. This shows the strong westerly wind, called the Roaring Forties, which affects the weather in New Zealand. Think about how this wind might impact upon the different parts of New Zealand. Now, let's read page 4. As you read, think about what you learnt on the previous page about the Roaring Forties. Use that information and the diagram on the bottom of the page to think about how the westerly wind affects the weather in the South Island.
Wind. The wind affects our weather. For example, southerly winds bring cold air from the ocean south of New Zealand. The most common winds in New Zealand are westerlies, which bring warm air across the Tasman Sea. As this warm air moves, it picks up water vapour, which is held in the clouds. As these clouds are pushed over the southern Alps, they drop the water as rain. This makes the west coast of the South Island wetter than areas east of the Alps, such as Canterbury. Rain. Most of New Zealand has good rainfall, which makes our country a good place to farm and grow food. The wettest place is in the Southern Alps. The driest place is central Otago. The most rain ever recorded in New Zealand in 24 hours was 75.8 centimetres deep. That's about as high as a school desk. It fell near Hokitika on the 27th of December 1989. Streams and rivers take rainwater to the sea. Too much rain in one place causes flooding, because the water can't get away fast enough. Flood water is powerful and can travel fast. It can destroy roads and bridges, and it can erode farmland. When the flood water is gone, lots of cleaning up and rebuilding is often needed.
As you read this page, look carefully at the photos to get a clearer picture of what the author is describing. Read the captions to support your understanding.
Measuring the weather. At all times of the day and night, there are weather forecasters on duty at Met Service. They study today's weather and predict what will happen in the next few days. To do this, they collect information from around the world to make weather maps. They use satellites to look at cloud patterns. They use radar to find out how much rain is falling inside clouds. They also collect information from hundreds of weather stations around the country, including information about wind speed and direction, rainfall, and air temperature. Weather forecasts are then written for the public, for airports, and for those at sea. Severe weather. Severe weather is when heavy rain, damaging winds, or heavy snow affect an area of 1,000 square kilometres or more. Severe weather warnings are given by Met Service to help people to keep safe. The warnings tell people that bad weather is coming so that they can take action. People can be told to stay at home. Farmers can move animals to safer places. Fishing boats can stay in port. Cyclones. A tropical cyclone is a huge spinning cloud that forms above warm ocean water. New Zealand's worst storms are caused by tropical cyclones. Winds can reach gale force or stronger near the centre of a cyclone. Cyclones also bring thunderstorms and heavy rain. 8 to 10 cyclones begin in the South Pacific each year. Most years, one cyclone will reach New Zealand. In other parts of the world, storms with extremely strong winds are called hurricanes or typhoons.
The satellite photo on this page shows a cyclone spinning over the ocean. Think about the sea during a cyclone. What would it be like?
Each tropical cyclone is given a name. Cyclone Giselle merged with a smaller storm and hit the North Island on the 10th of April 1968, bringing fierce winds. At Wellington Airport, the wind speed was 109 kilometres per hour, with gusts of 144 kilometres per hour. Many roofs were ripped off houses and windows were blown in. The ferry Wahine was on the way from Lyttelton to Wellington that day. Early in the morning, she hit rocks while trying to enter Wellington Harbour. At first, the wind was too strong and the waves too large for other boats to help. At around 1:15 p.m, the captain told everyone to leave the ship. At 2:30 p.m, the Wahine rolled on her side. Many people made it to shore in lifeboats. Others were rescued using harbour tugs, fishing boats, and yachts. Sadly, 51 people lost their lives, including 3 children. This event is remembered as the Wahine Storm. Floods. When too much rain pours into rivers and streams, they can't carry all the extra water, and it spills onto the land. This is called a flood. In December 2010, many rivers in Nelson and Golden Bay flooded. The Aorere River reached its highest level ever. It can usually be crossed safely on foot, but it rose to 8.2 metres. Floodwater covered large areas of farmland and washed away several bridges. 98 people who were camping at Pelorus Bridge had to be evacuated at 4 a.m. They had 5 minutes to escape and could only take a few things with them. Everyone had to shelter in a nearby cafe. In the morning, 3 cars, 2 caravans, and all the tents were floating in water. Droughts. Droughts are caused by weeks of fine weather with very little rain. January 2008 was the driest month in the Waikato region since records began in 1906. It was also hotter than most summers. Green fields became brown and dusty, and the ground was as hard as concrete. Farmers had to buy feed for their animals or move them away. The region was in a drought. In a drought, farm animals get thinner and cows make less milk because there is not enough grass for them. Water has to be used very carefully so that it doesn't run out. Because of a drought, farmers earn less from their farms and have to spend more. It can take several years for farmers and their communities to recover from a drought.
As you read the next two pages, look carefully at the photos and read the captions to get more detail about what the author is describing. And remember, the captions also give you important information.
Tornadoes. A tornado is a spinning column of air stretching from ground level up into a thunderstorm above. When a thunderstorm meets air blowing from another direction, it can begin to turn or rotate. This can create a funnel-shaped cloud. If this cloud touches the ground, it becomes a tornado. Tornadoes come in many sizes and can be very destructive, but they don't normally last very long. Most last no more than an hour or so. In New Zealand, we don't get many tornadoes, but when we do, they can be devastating. On the 3rd of May 2011, a tornado passed through several Auckland suburbs. With winds of up to 200 kilometres per hour, it caused havoc over a path 5 kilometres long. Houses were damaged and several cars were thrown up to 6 metres into the air. One man was killed and over 20 other people were injured. The cost of repairing the damage from the tornado was many millions of dollars. Snow. Snow is formed when water vapour turns into ice without first turning into water. The snow then falls to the ground. It snows on New Zealand hills and mountains every winter, mostly in the South Island. Sometimes the snow spreads further. New Zealand's most widespread snowfall on record was in the winter of 1939. Snow fell on the lighthouse at the top of the North Island. It lay 5 centimetres deep on Mount Eden in Auckland. Snow lay a metre deep in Dunedin Hill suburbs. It was so cold that parts of the Powhatahanui Inlet near Wellington froze over. Seagulls were seen walking around on the ice. People in some places were cut off and had no food or electricity. Deep snowdrifts also trapped many farm animals. In the future, the climate of Earth is changing. Temperatures are getting warmer, weather patterns are shifting, and sea levels are rising. Scientists predict that there will be an increase in the number of severe weather events each year. Think about where you live. How might this affect you?
Next time you read an article with photos, diagrams and captions, remember to use these features to get a clearer understanding of what the author is describing.